Okay, so this is a quick rant. I was just happened to scroll through Facebook and I came across this shit in Prague, because I live in Prague. I don't know if some, maybe if you may watch this, you may not. No, I live in Prague. I live in Czech Republic. The average monthly wage here is about, I think it's like $1,200 in the capital, which is Prague of Czech Republic. The average wage is like $1,000 to like $1,200 US dollars, give or take, you know, whatever the reason. And I keep like, this is a worldwide problem, by the way. This isn't just Prague. This isn't just Ohio. Like, this is like, there's some fucking defect, especially with bitches. Like, they like. You have to realize when you can't afford something, right? OK, and not only that. OK, now I might have a cynical view on debt. Now, when it comes to debt. If you have a logical way that this is working out for you, and then on top of that, like you possibly have a way out of it down the road and blah, 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 then okay, it's cool. But if you, but like, see, especially like, see, bitches don't think this deeply into anything. So I'm looking at this bitch right now. She's on Prague selling a Louis Vuitton bag, in this country's economy. And she's selling it for about $200-something, right? Like, first off, bitch, like, what the fuck? So I'm guessing, like, so my first assumption, see, when I come across, like, when I be in, like, poorer countries, I'm not saying this is a poor country, and I'm not trying to, like, look down on poor people. I want to make that clear. First, let's make that clear right off. I'm not looking down on poor people, people who have less money than me, or poor people, because when I started college, I started out in homeless shelters. So I know what it's like to walk in that soup kitchen line and hope they still got some waffles left. Breakfast, or you gonna get like, you know, some soup and a biscuit or some dumb shit like that. Like, and I sat down with a grown ass homeless man and ate breakfast on Christmas Day in homeless shelters. So like, I've been there. I know what that life is like. I remember sleeping, not knowing if something, you know, what was gonna happen at night. I remember all that shit. So I'm not trying to say I'm better than anybody, because anybody can end up in that position. No human is immune to poverty. Remember that shit, first off. But now, with that being said, realize when you can afford something, all right? Like, this bitch is on here selling Louis Vuitton bag. So, and I'm just going to be honest. So I'm probably stepping on somebody's toes, but fuck it. When I see shit like this for sale in places like this, my first thought is, okay, either it's fake or she's sucking a lot of dick to buy it. Flat out. Right. Especially when we or also when you see like if we see those Russian bitches be on social media stuff where they always have the iPhone and Gucci bags, you already know what they doing. See, bitches don't think deeply. Like, they don't think about, like, you know, this. They see bitches at best, they think checkers. You see, that's like the max of their brain capacity when it comes after manipulating a man. Like, their brain, the highest it can go is checkers. Like, they don't think like the bitch, especially like the younger hoes, they be like 19, 20, 21, running around with the iPhone 16 and Gucci belts and all this shit. Like, you already know how to, the bitch don't got no education. She don't know how to do nothing. Okay, there's one slight chance that her parents may be funding it. Either her parents are funding this shit, she's sucking a lot of dick, or it's fake. And maybe she stole it. But nowadays with iPhones, you really can't even steal iPhones nowadays. So it's probably fake shit from China that they get for like a tenth of the price to, you know, show everybody that they had it, man. Like, my thing with finances is, man, my thing is this. Do not let money control you. That's my opinion on it is, don't let money control you, because any amount of money can be taken from you at any time in life. Okay. And when that money's gone, you are left with nothing but yourself. And you have to be happy with who and what you are, you know, from the get-go. Because, you know, there's a lot of people, man, when they get these good jobs and in the minute they lose, they get laid off or something, they be about to kill themselves. They jump from the top of the building. Because that job was defining them. You see what I'm saying? Like, they weren't defining themselves. Like, man, look, this shit, this is just a quick rant because this pissed me the fuck off. Like when I be in these poor countries and they be on here trying to sell fucking Louis, I don't know if you can see it, but these little Louis Vuitton bags, she's selling it for 6,000 crowns. So that's about $230 or something, $240. Like, bitch, you should have took that money you spent on that damn purse and went and learned how to do something. Oh, she's a single mother. Kid with a baby and all this shit. Single, got babies in her shit. Yeah, she's a single mother dingbat bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when bitches do this shit or people be trying to buy, like, cell phones, trying to keep up with everybody, man. Like, especially, like, technology, that is a waste of fucking time. That or like, high-end designer bags like that. Like, that is strictly a waste of time. Though the people who a lot of people who buy those things, we will be better off just saving their money and go learning a trade or go learning something and keep growing as an individual instead of trying to keep up with everybody else. Okay, now in my position in life, I'll share my position on this. Now all my like the this is just the reality of my situation now. Next week it can be completely fucking different. I can fuck it up tonight. But in my situation, all my shit is expensive shit. All my clothing and shit like that, it's all like relatively. It's not like I'm not gonna say in everybody's world because there's different hierarchies and shit like that. But I say like in a regular working class world, my clothing is expensive. Now, I figured out how to work it, though. You see, like, I figured out the ins and outs of how to keep it. Or for instance, like, my car. My file is a my situation is this. I'll have nicer shit, but I didn't go directly to retail to buy it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I knew people. I knew things. I had connections. Like, I've always been lucky with this. I've always had connections to fuel what I'm trying to do. And, like, it was like, for instance, like I have a BMW. A BMW is not cheap to maintain, okay? But my father's a retired mechanic, and I have mechanic friends who've been mechanic for 20-something years, all right? And had their own legit shops. So, like, I know people to fix my shit when it gets broke. I'm not running to, you know, random dude on the street corner who's going to charge me a premium. Because I'll tell you exactly what happened with my car. My BMW... Back in the U.S. And I didn't know this. When the battery dies in the BMW, no matter how it dies, if the battery just gets disconnected from the car through any means, either it just dies or somebody went in there and disconnected it, whatever, the car forgets what the fuck it is, right? So, like, little shit won't work in it. It's this computer that has to be reprogrammed. And the computer itself is like $500. And then you got to get it reprogrammed. So you have to pay for that. Like, and that's just the, like, and my BMW is a stick shift. So if you know stick shifts, you know, you don't even, like, the battery can be dead. You can kickstart it. Well, nope. Even if you kickstart it, bro, you still have to get it reprogrammed. Because the car, like, once that battery disconnects and turns off, it doesn't know. It's like, am I a spaceship? Oh, no. Like, it forgets what the fuck it is. Man, like, the tires on that bitch, like, the cheapest ones were, like, for me, I wasn't trying to spend. It was like $700 because a run flat had went bad on it, so we had to replace that. Then, like I said, I know people. Like, but see, then when I'm like hanging out in the world, motherfuckers see me and think, oh, like it's okay because see he does this. Like, no, motherfucker, I know ways, or like I'm not just going to the store and buying shit. Like, I know motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying? But anyway, that's a rant, man. This is just a financial rant. So like, especially bitches like this, the single mother with a Louis. What is this bitch doing with a Louis Vuitton bag? Bitch, you a single mom. She should have took that money for that Louis Vuitton bag, put it in a savings account for her kid for when her kid hits 18, 19 and be struggling because he's going to be dumb as fuck because he's being raised by a single mother. But you see, bitches don't think that far into anything. All she seen was, I can look like Sarah, girl, because she got a Louis Vuitton bag. That's all she seen. This dumb hoe. Like, it's stupid fucking. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Bitches just, I'm telling you, man, bitches have the mentality of fucking children. All they are just overgrown children with tits and ass that can get them by a little further. That's all the fuck they are, man. It's like, this is unbelievable. Like, what the fuck? What is this bitch doing with a Louis Vuitton bag? Like, and it'd be bitches with like iPhones and fucking, I can't think of the name brands now. But man, you like just expensive shit. Like, man, none of these bitches, there's nothing. Oh, what's this? Collector's piece, very unique. So it's probably fake shit. 100% original, purchased years ago on luxury bag. Unfortunately, I don't have the documents anymore. Product year 1989. Okay. So if I had to guess, this is probably her mom's bag, or her mom probably died or something. So now she's trying to sell it. If I had to guess what's going on for real now, now that I look at it, if I had to guess, oh, they already laughing at her in the comments section. They laughing at her ass in the comments section. This dumb hoe. What the fuck? Yeah. No, yeah, that I'm reading more into it. This was probably her mother's bag, and her mother probably died, or they probably ran low on money because she done siphoned, because she's a single mother. She done siphoned all the money out of everything around her. So everybody around her is broke and dumb as fuck, just like she is. So now they got to start liquidating their whole damn closet. But then, take my man, listen. It's single mothers, man, like, leave them bitches alone. I say just women over 26, man, just leave them hoes alone. It's just not fucking worth it, man. But this is my quick rant, because that pissed me off when I seen, like, what the fuck, what is this hoe doing with a, just leave, man, when they hit over 26, man, 25, just at best they're good pump and dumps, and then just don't fucking contact them again ever.